In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a very loud hallelujah. A powerful hallelujah. A testimony filled hallelujah. Somebody who is already blessed, can you shout a one hallelujah? Somebody is going to add more to his or a blessing today, can you shout a better hallelujah? There is somebody who shall be highly favored. Shout hallelujah! Amen. Pick a song of praise to bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for what he's going to do in your life today. Open your mouth and sing. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. There are some three prayers I want us to pray now before we continue. Because there are some people here, the enemies are not happy with the garment of honor, the garment of blessing you are putting on. You are going to cry this prayer very loud. And make sure you are the one that says it the loudest. Say, any power.
Any power.
Assigned to destroy my garment of honor.
Assigned to destroy my garment of honor.
I want to believe you understand that prayer. The power that wants to destroy the garment of honor that the Lord has put upon you. We want that power to receive fire.
Any power
assigned to destroy my garment of honor, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus. The power assigned to destroy my garment of honor, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Any power assigned to destroy my garment of honor, be roasted by fire. Jesus, mighty name we pray. We are going to pray this prayer because some people are going to receive all around blessings. As you are facing where you are standing, I want you to point your finger to that direction. Or you can stretch your two hands to that direction if you want to collect more than everyone. Amen. Say, all my blessings in this direction, I collect you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. All my blessings in this direction, I collect you by fire. I collect you by fire. All my blessings in this direction. Jesus' name we pray. Turn to your right. Face that direction again. Make sure you stretch your two hands. If you want one hand, you can stretch one hand. If you are satisfied with what one hand can collect, no problem. But if you want two hands, make it open. That sister, I want you to pray it better. Because by Tuesday, somebody is giving a living testimony. All my miracles in this direction, I collect you by fire. In the name of Jesus. All my miracles in this direction, I collect you by fire. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Turn to your right again. That is facing where you were standing before. You say it again very loud. All my breakthroughs, say it very loud, in this direction, I collect you by fire, in the name of Jesus. All my breakthroughs, yes, I collect you by fire. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Turn to your right again and shout it with the loudest voice you can gather. All my blessings in this direction. Locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Stay where you were staying before and point one finger to the ground. And make sure you say this one the loudest. Because the prayer is about to go deep, 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 deep. And many good things that have been buried are going to come out. Every of my virtues. Buried into the ground. Come out. Locate me. Are you ready? Every of my virtues. Buried into the ground. Come out. Locate me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every of my virtues. Buried into the ground. Come out. And locate me. In Jesus' name we pray. Now point one finger to the heavens and cry this one again very loud. Say, you heavens. Say it very loud. You know, your prayer has to cut across the first heaven. Cut across the second heaven. Go to the third heavens. So it's not a small shout. You heavens, hear the word of the Lord. Release my blessing today. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You heavens, hear the word of the Lord. Release my blessing. Release my blessing. Release my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Release my blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Release my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to face somebody you love very well. And pray this one prayer for that person. Say, any power assigned to cancel your name from the register of blessings. Can you say it louder? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Say it with a loud voice. Uh-huh. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. The power assigned to cancel your name from the register of blessings. Die. 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 Uh-huh. Yes. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Look for another person and point your finger to that person. And cry this prayer very loud. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's somebody here. You have been forgotten for a particular miracle. But this week, that miracle shall locate you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The prison that has been containing that miracle has been blown to ashes. Say this one louder for your friends. Say, any power. You are not angry enough. Say it with more fire. Using your situation to mock you. Do you understand this prayer? The Lord of suddenly will arise. And your situation shall change. Any power using your situation to mock you, receive double shame. In the name of Jesus, the power using your situation to mock you, receive double shame. Receive double shame.
The power using your situation to mock you. Receive the bushel. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Pray for the final person like this with a loud voice. Say, oh God, arise! And declare the heavens of my sister open. Hey, are you ready to help that person? I want you to pray more than that person. As you pray for open heaven for that person, your own heaven too shall open. Oh God, arise! Say it with the loudest voice you can gather. And declare the heavens of my pastor open. In the name of Jesus. Aha. God arise. And declare the heavens of my sister open. Aha. Declare the heavens of my sister open. Declare the heavens of my sister open. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Finally, I want you to pray this one for yourself. Make sure you pray more than anyone here. Say, any power from my father's house, assigned to bury my glory. This is a prayer for only 14 people. The 14 people who want their glory to come out. The 14 people who cannot be hindered. The 14 people who must sing a new song. The 14 people that must overcome the powers of their enemy. Any power, say very loud, assigned to bury my glory. Any power from my father's house, assigned to bury my glory. You are a liar. Die. The power from my father's house, assigned to bury my glory. Die. Jesus, mighty name we pray. I stop you because of somebody. The problem you are really passing through. There's a woman in charge of it. And it's in your family. That woman has vowed that we continue for the next 20 years. But I'm happy. As you pray that prayer, arrow located that woman. And you have been released from their hands. Let us add the mother's side too to it. Are you ready, that brother? That brother that is looking for a big job. Are you ready? That person that wants a big position. Are you ready? Any power from my mother's house. Say it very loud. Assigned to bury my glory. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Die! Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Today is my day. The glory of God shall be pronounced in my life. My enemy shall be put to permanent shame. My God shall arise today. And my enemy shall scatter. Where the enemy says I shall not reach, I shall go beyond there. The position the enemy says I will not get, I shall get there. I serve a living God.
My God shall fight for me. Any power that wage war against me in my dream, they shall stumble and fall. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The glory of God shall be pronounced in my life. I shall not fail. I shall not fall. I shall make it. In the name of Jesus. If you believe this, say 3 amen. Aha. Oh yes.
Jesus. Blessed Jesus. I know your name. I know your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed Jesus. There is no other name. Can you sing it loud? Aha. I know your name. I know your. Hallelujah. Blessed Jesus, there is no other name I know.
Your hand.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, it's always just the same. Oh, praise His holy name. That is the reason why I love Him so. Oh. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. What about you?
Aha.
He's always just the same. Oh, praise His holy name. That is the reason.
You are not singing very well.
Aha. Hallelujah. I know it's always just the same. Oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. That is the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name.
Your hand.
Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. How wonderful you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, more fairer than the lily that grows on the way. You are precious, more precious than stone. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. How wonderful you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, more fairer than the lily that grows on the way. You are precious, no pressure than gold.
Your hand.
Do you know I live in Jesus? Do you know that He's so great? On that 3 days, He rose from death. I've never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus. And that is why He is Lord.
Sing that one. Let me hear you.
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is one. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is.
Your hand. I say,
do you know my Lord is Jesus? Do you know that is so great? On that 3 days, He rose from death. I've never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus. And that is why He is.
Sing it very loud.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What about you?
Must be honored. Must be honored. Aha, Jesus. In my life. I say Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life. Everybody. Must be honored. Honored in my life.
Your hand.
He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me. What about you? He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me. I say he's done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me. Oh, what about you? He has done so much. Aha. Aha. Hallelujah. He's coming.
Your hand.
I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to ever. Oh, I will praise him.
Aha. Oh, yes.
Aha. Clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We shall praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will. Aha, aha.
Oh yes, we are the sisters. I cannot.
Aha, aha. Oh yeah, clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Clap your hands, clap and praise him. Aha! I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Let's jump and praise him from everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. We shall praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Jump and praise him. Aha!
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Let us dance and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Jump and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Let us dance, dance and praise him. Aha!
Oh yes,
from everlasting, everlasting.
Johanna,
clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Aha, everlasting to everlasting. Clap and praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Those who are happy that God is doing wonders in their life today, shout hallelujah! Amen. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this morning. You are such a wonderful God. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today, speak to our life in a new way. Touch us by your power. No one shall go out of this place empty-handed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sing this song before you sit down. Say, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for the final time. Oh yes. Oh yes. Holy, true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living
we thank you once again. Open our understanding this morning. Teach us by your power. At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. Have you seen God bless you? I want you to listen very carefully to me this morning. There's a very big question we are going to ask ourselves. I have a sorry situation because this message is not a fall down and die message. But I'm sure it's something that will touch your life, your spirit, your soul, and cause revival in your life. The question we want to ask ourselves this morning is found in the book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I read it from verse 7. Luke chapter 2 from verse 7. Luke chapter 2 from verse 7. He said, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling cloth. He laid him in a manger. How many people know the person they are talking about? Okay. Because there was no room for them in the inn. Listen again. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. He did all this. Even though there are hospitals, there are places, there are rooms, there are so many places that he can do all this and give birth and take care of the baby. He did all these ones outside simply because there was no room for Jesus in their hospital or in their house. The question I want to ask us this morning, is there any room for Jesus? That's the topic we are looking at. Is there any room for Jesus in your life, in your house, or in your business, or in your family? Is there any room for Jesus? Look at the book of Matthew chapter. Even let's read it down. Let me read verse 8 of it. We discover that some people are busy doing whatever they are going to do. They didn't care of the man that was born. Verse 8 says, and there were in that the same country shepherds abiding in the field. They couldn't give Jesus any chance. They are keeping watch over their own flocks by night. But no room for Jesus. Matthew chapter 8. I read it from verse 19. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 19. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, he said, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. Anywhere you go, daddy, I want to follow you. What did Jesus told him? Jesus said unto him, the foxes, they have holes. The birds of the air, they have nests. But the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. In other words, what he was telling that man is, don't follow me. Are you following me, somebody? Say, well, can I follow you? Say, no, don't worry. Foxes have holes. Meaning that I know where I'm going. Birds not nest. I know where I am heading to. Even though there is no room in your house. So in other words, don't follow me. Look at another person. Another of his disciples now said unto him, he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus now look at that one. The only problem you have, your own case is different. You only have a problem of your father's house. Want to go and bury your father? Well, I still look at you that you can still be serious. You look at that one, he said, you! Forget about the dead. Father, follow me. And let the dead bury themselves.
He invited that one. The only problem that one has is that he loved his father more than Jesus. He wanted to go and do burial. Hallelujah. Wanted to go and do burial. There are many people, they love their father, they will not feed them. They will not give them anything. But when they hear that the man died now, they will book the next available flight to go and celebrate in Nigeria. They love their father. Praise the Lord. Look at the third person. And when he was entered into a ship, the disciple followed him. The disciples, they what? They followed him. But the third person is found in the book of Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. The same message is repeated there in verse 59. Luke chapter 9 from verse 59. He said unto another. Well, let's pick it from verse 57 so that you understand the way we started before. It came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, he said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. That was that man that time. Jesus told him, Mr. Man, foxes have holes, the same thing. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Meaning, don't bother to follow me. Another one said, and to another, he said, follow me. That one said, suffer me to go and bury my father. He said, no, let the dead bury themselves. See, come. I can still accommodate you. He now gave that one a mission. He said, go and what? Preach the kingdom of God. He discovered that that one could be useful. The only problem he has is that he loves his father more than God. Can still work on that one. But the first one, he doesn't bother that one. The third one now, Jesus said unto him, another also said, can see in verse 61. He said, I will follow you, but let me first of all go and bid farewell, which are at home at my house. I want to go and bid farewell to them, to all the people who are at home. I don't think Jesus asked that one to follow him. He only told him, said, Mr. Man, no man put his hands on the plow and look back. That is fit for the kingdom of God. Meaning that that one too is not fit. He didn't ask him to follow him. He's only one that he gave commission, go and preach the word of God. Praise the Lord. We saw there three categories of people. Jesus was looking for a manger, was looking for a room. You see, when I read this verse, I began to wonder, I asked myself a question. Is it true that Jesus cannot build a house and stay inside? After all, he's the Son of God. It's not true. After all, the people who call themselves the architect is the one that created them. The materials they are going to use in building, he created them. Is that not so? Even the place he wants to build, he can build anywhere. His father owns the whole earth. But it was lack of a room to be born into. He has to abandon all these people. And he went to Mount Olive to go and spend the night there. Nobody could offer Jesus a room. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to ask you this morning. Thank God for your life. You are a Christian. You have been hearing Jesus, Jesus. Is there any room for Jesus in your house? It is not yes. We will look at it. Whether it is yes or no. It's not that you could just say yes. No, the answer is not yes. After examination, cross-examination, you will be able to say whether it is yes or no. But I want to tell you one thing. The fact that a house is big, or it is a mansion, or it is built by white men, does not mean that Holy Spirit is living there. You may live in a fantastic building. You may live in a big mansion. But that does not mean that God or Jesus is dwelling there. There was a case of somebody who bought a house, a very big mansion, somewhere in Nigeria. And he didn't tell us when he bought the house. But eventually got the house. But when he slept there the first day, the second day, he started hearing strange noises. On the ceiling, some strange voices, strange songs. Tiko, ko, tiko, ko, tiko, ko. Another one will scream. Another one will begin to bark. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, some people will begin to run on the ceiling, inside the ceiling, brr, brr, as if they were pursuing them. By the weekend of that day, he came to the church. Say, Pastor, say, God bless you, what is it? Say, there is a problem in your house. I said, which house? There is no problem in my house. When he bought the new house, which was a mansion, it wasn't my house. But when there is problem, he became mine. Hallelujah. So what is the problem? Some people are running all over the city. They didn't allow him to sleep. So himself and the family are packed out of the house temporarily, waiting for you. Well, you know the work of a pastor, you have to be kind. You don't look at what people does at times. You look at God. Amen. Prayer warriors were sent there. They chased all the demons out. He packed back to the house. He didn't bring the seal of oath back to the pastor. He didn't bring the document back to the pastor. We didn't hear anything from him again. The house became his own, not my house again. Hallelujah. That's the case of what we see. The fact that you live in a fantastic house does not mean that the Holy Spirit is living there. Jesus told those people, I am not coming to your house. There are reasons for it. I think number one reason why Jesus says no to that person who wanted to invite him. Many of us, we love Jesus, but we don't want him in our house. Everybody likes to say, I'm a Christian. You want to answer the name of a Christian, they call you Paul. Say, oh, that's an apostle's name. They call you Peter. They call you Esther. You love those names. But that Jesus is not really working in your life. Jesus told those people, I'm not coming to your house. Why? Because there are many homes who are filled with idols. Many homes are filled with what? Idols. I want to ask you, what are you still worshipping in your house? Some people, they enter their house, they can't come out. Come to church, they can't come. There's an idol there. You are coming to church late. You are the last person to come. There's an idol in your house that has taken you over. It could be idol of money. It could be idol of the good things you have in the house. Anything you place higher than God is what? It's an idol. Jesus looked at that one. He said, this one wants me to come. No. Foxes have holes. Bears have nests. Because you could see idol in his house. Jesus said no again because the occupiers of many homes, they are enemies of God. The occupiers of many homes, they are what? Enemies of God. You and your wife, you cannot do more than 5 minutes without fighting yourselves. I've seen somebody who broke the television upon his wife after watching the same television for some time. The two of them sat like this. They were watching the television. They were laughing and clapping. All of a sudden, this one asked questions. He said, what of the food? I want to say, let us finish this program. Then we go and we go and look for the television. I mean, the food now. The two of us are enjoying the program. He said, enjoying. So do you mean that I will wait on, if they don't finish the program, doesn't mean I will not. That was how it started. They started, before they say Jesus is Lord, they started slapping themselves. When the wife discovered that the hand was becoming stronger, she went to her own office. You know her office. She brought something like a knife. Took the man. The man said, look around. The television the two of them were watching, he carried it, broke it on the head of the woman. Do you want Jesus to come to that house? There are many husband and wife who does not greet themselves. Some people will be coming to church, the husband will pass the right, the wife will pass the left. Somebody will pray for her. And we started praying, and you know, we extend the prayer to the family and say, God, release your hands upon this woman and bless her husband. He said, point of correction. If you are going to pray for my husband, I will get up from here. You don't know what the man has done for him, for her. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of house you want Jesus to come. I ask you again, is there any room for Jesus in your house? The occupiers of many houses, they are enemies of God. They can carry big Bible, carry big dates. Yet they don't live by what is inside. Jesus told those people, I am not coming to your house, because you discover only few people in that house are doing what God loves. Only few people in that house can be used by God. The remaining people are as useless as the left hand. In some families, only the children that are serious. The parents are not serious. Some families, only the woman that is the prayer warrior, praying for everybody. Just now we go from one place to another, from pillar to pole. The children, wayward. It's the wife that will say, God, help my family, help my family. Is there any room for Jesus in your house? Jesus said, I'm not coming to your house, because he discovered there are many houses that lack love. No love. Somebody told me in this part of the country, two things people can give away sacrificially. I say, what are those two things? They say, number one is food. People can afford to buy you food for 1 year because it's even cheap. Praise the Lord. Is that not true? Can afford to feed anybody for 1 year without knowing it. The next one is clothes. Clothes are cheap. I passed through a shop, they say, nothing more than $1. Praise the Lord. So even if you see a coat like that, this one, very good, it's also one. Praise the Lord. So clothes too can be cheap. Then let somebody come and live with you for 6 months. We tell you, we are going to burn our light. We are going to burn our water. We are going to pay bill at the end of the month. And I'm sure after 6 months or 1 year, they will change to that person. Say, my brother, my sister, it's better you go and look for a greener pasture. But this place where you are will not accommodate all of us. Amen. Our love in this part of the country can only extend to clothes and food, not to accommodation. Somebody is hearing me. Let that person shout hallelujah. He looked at many homes. There is no love. Beloved, I'm just looking the physical room to give you an example. Where I'm going is more than here. Where I am going spiritually, I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about what? Your heart, which is supposed to praise God. Your heart, which is supposed to be accommodation for the word of God. Your heart, which is supposed to walk righteously with the Lord. Your heart, which is supposed to serve God. Your heart, which is supposed to trust and believe in God. Many hearts are desperately wicked. Jesus wants to come into your heart, my brother. He wants to come into your heart, my sister. Is there any room for Jesus? The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? They can be laughing with you. At the end of the day, there is sword in their hand, gun in their pocket. Somebody will chat with you and clap with you, but behind you, he kills you. Some people, if you put snake and somebody beside, they will first of all kill that person before snake. the heart of people are desperately wicked. Esau said to his brother, I will kill him because he stole his birthright. What entered into his heart? Wickedness. Is there any room for Jesus in your house? The heart of many people are foolish and darkened. The heart of many people are full of deceit. The major problem you run to when you are doing business is sometimes when you work with people or you do with business with people who even call themselves Christians. We have come to settle a lot of quarrel with people. We didn't know when they started the business, but if you say, Pastor, please, I don't want trouble with this brother. I say, what is the problem? He's owing me 200 and something thousand. Say, what is it? And we had a business together. But when you started the business, you didn't tell me. Why are you now telling me to go? What do you want me to do? Full of deceit. People who will push you to the galley. Many of them are in the church. That's what Proverbs chapter 12 verse 20 says. He said, deceit is what? It's in the heart of men. The heart of many people are full of impatience. Full of impatience. Everybody, fast food syndrome. Fast food syndrome. They want to do it fast, fast. Somebody who has just come out of the secondary school, he wants to ride the best car his father has, is riding. Everybody is in a haste. I want to get this, I want to get that, I want to get... Nobody wants to wait for the Lord. People are living their life as if they are the owner. Nobody asks for direction. I can do this, I can achieve this, I can do this, I can... And many lose their life in the process. The heart is full of impatience. There are many hearts, they are full what? With pride. Some people, the way they dress alone, without talking, you know there is pride in them. And when they now begin to talk, when I this, when I that, when I this, when I that, when I this, when I that, everything is I. Nothing that is done by any other person. I'm the one that is feeding them. I'm the one that is doing. I am the one that is this. I am the one this. I have this certificate. I have that certificate. I've traveled over the world. I've done this. Everything is I. Let me tell you, any statement with I is what? Pride. Somebody is hearing me. You are not hearing me. If you are hearing me, shout hallelujah. Some hearts are filled with pride. Some hearts are very hard. That's what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 7. Deuteronomy 15 verse 7. Some hearts are very hard, like Pharaoh. When you offend them, they can never, never forgive you. You will meet some people, they will look at you like this. What you have done 5 years, 10 years ago, they will tell you the pounded yam of many, many years is still very hot. That's to tell you that they have a black book where they have written what you did and can never, never, never be erased. Is there any room for Jesus? Are you still hearing me? Are you like that? People will offend you. You don't know how to forgive them. And you are praying for God to forgive you. Some people cannot forgive their husband forever. Forever and ever. If it means losing salvation, they don't mind. They don't mind to go to hellfire instead of forgiving their husband. And there are some husbands too. They can never, never forgive their wife. Say that one. Say, they will even say over their dead body, meaning that they even prefer to die than to forgive that person. There are brethren who cannot forgive themselves. There are pastors who cannot forgive themselves. So this one, close that chapter. Let us be talking straight. Forget about that one. Is there any room for Jesus in your heart? Many hearts are full with covetousness. We went somewhere, a small gathering, organized by beautiful people, rich people. You know, they don't used to call so many people when they are doing some small, small parties sometimes. And everything you wanted, they are there.
Somebody went with us. They serve white rice. We collected. They serve yellow one. We collected. They serve something like tapioca. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about. We collected. They put one fish as if they did not forget. They forgot to finish the cooking. And they put pepper inside. He collected. Everything they serve, collected. Right there, you now began to come and say, Pastor, where is your toilet? Covetousness. Many people are full of covetousness. Everything, let it come to me. Everything, let it be me. They put you in a big place to award contract to people. All the people you give contract, they are your family, your wife, your children, your son, your daughter, everybody. Change their names. The hearts of many people are filled with covetousness. How can you expect Jesus to come to that house? Is there any room for Jesus in your heart? Many hearts are uncircumcised. That's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Many hearts are what? Uncircumcised. Many hearts are also cold and burdened. Many hearts are also far from God. Very, very far from God. There are many hearts too that are rebellious. You will feed them, you will take care of them, and they will be the people who will be looking for your downfall. You are here now in the U.S. sending money to nourish some people. They will collect that money, they go and change your dollar to naira, take it to the herbalist, and be firing arrow again at the person. They will be complaining that after all is there, the money he's sending is so small. Supposed to spend billions. As if you have the minting or printing factory of the money in your backyard. They didn't know that it's not all that easy. Amen. Anyone that is using your money to fight you, today shall be openly disgraced. Yeah, you better say louder, amen. I know you can see it better than that. There are many hearts too that is filled with anger. Anger. Some people, when they get annoyed like this, you need to look for palm oil to pour upon their head. To cool them a little bit. Because they'll be boiling and vibrating. If you are somebody, you sometimes lose your senses because of anger. People will need to pet you, and you now come back and say, sorry, that time I didn't know what was wrong with me. In fact, I wasn't myself. If you have ever said something like that, I ask you today, can Jesus come to your heart? Is there any room for Jesus? With your mansion, with your heart, Jesus will abandon many people and still go to Mount Olive to go and do his prayer. There are many hearts. Many people, they possess what they call double hearts. The Bible says in Psalm 12 verse 2, say, they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with what? A double heart. They will say A to this one, they will say B to that one. And at the end of the day, the two of you will be fighting yourselves. And they will be like referee, be watching you as if they were not the cause. You have people like that. Make you and your good people, your helper, to fight yourself. And it was the cause. Many hearts are not broken. Many does not possess what we call contrite hearts. Many hearts are not meek. Many hearts are not honest. They are filled with lies, dubiousness. Some people, when they greet you good morning, you need to look at the time. It could be after 2 in the afternoon. Amen. They are never honest. Ask them to do something, they will add their own, and they will come and pretend to you that is exactly how it is, but it's a lie. Is there any room for Jesus in your heart? Many hearts has no compassion, no mercy. Many hearts has no faith. Many hearts has no love. But look at the story of this man in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5. When he was come down, or let me pick it from verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion who beseeched him. And he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. What did he just say? What did he say in verse 7? Jesus said what? I will come. He didn't ask the kind of house the man was living. He said, I am coming. Don't worry. He could read everything upon the face of the man. He didn't have time to debate. He didn't question the man. Say this and that. Where is the direction to your house? Why does somebody get to your house? He gave the man confirmatory statement. I will come. God cannot tell many people, I will come to your house. Even though you have a big Bible. God cannot tell many people, I will come to your house. Even though you answer Christian names. God told that man, I will come. God will only speak these words to those who believe him. The question is, do you believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, you may not be running after the lesser gods. They are collecting your money, they are buffing you here and there. Somebody did not pay your dowry, we ask you to naked yourself and buff you, collect money from you. If you believe in Jesus, you will not believe on the report of what that man is telling you. When Jesus said, it is well. God said, it is well with somebody. I cannot hear the amen of that person. God will speak these words to those who trust in him. He will not tell somebody who does not trust in him that I will come. He will speak this word to those who trust in him. Do you trust in God? Some people, they so trust their husband, they know that anywhere he goes, he's coming back. No problem. And your husband has no problem. Let people be naked in themselves around about him. No problem. He has trust. The same way some men trust their wives. We have had some family. Hey, if the husband goes to gym, he will be there to go and check her. Even in the office, she sometimes go there to check. Doesn't trust the man. I've seen somebody driving and having an accident because he's looking at another woman and he was carrying his wife beside him. And on the way as they were going, he saw another woman. I said, what God? This is wonderful. Before he could say Jesus is Lord, go out. The car in front. Do you want that kind of woman to trust the man? God will only tell the people, I will come when you trust in him. God will tell you, I will come when you surrender all to Jesus. Some people surrender their hand, but they did not surrender their leg. They can use the hand to clap Jesus is Lord, but their leg can still go to evil places. Some people surrender their leg, but they didn't surrender their mouth. They know how to rain curses and abuse. They can insult you from beginning to the end. Say, you. Who is your father in this place? When we were enjoying, when we started blessing, who knew people like you? Some people will look at a human being like them and call the woman or a human being a bastard. They surrender their leg, but not their mouth. Some people surrender their body, but they didn't surrender their heart. Their heart is still thinking evil. I will not be surprised if some people are here now. They are thinking of their boyfriend and their girlfriend who they are going to meet after the service. I will not be surprised if somebody is thinking of pizza and the buffet we go after this place. He's here, but the heart is not here. God will tell these people, I will come to those who love their neighbors like themselves. Do you love your neighbor like yourself? Ask the person beside you, do you love me? Hallelujah. What did he say? Did he just laugh? Amen. God will say, I will come to those who obey his commandment. There is commandment of the Lord, which every Christian must obey. If you don't obey them, God did not count you to be his disciples. Jesus told that man, I will come. He saw all these things in his heart. God will tell you, I will come when the works of your hands are clean. The works of your hands are what? Clean. Some people, their hands are dirty. What they lay hands upon? Dirtiness. If your hand is adding so many zeros in your office behind one, so that 100 can become 1,000. And the excess of it will go into your pocket. Your hands are dirty. You are writing an examination for somebody who does not sit for the examination. Your hands are dirty. You are doing a job without your own certificate. Because everybody answers almost the same name in your place. Collected your brother's name, you add one to each. Tear somebody's passport, you put your own name there. After all, the two or three names look familiar. You confuse the white people who are here, and you are enjoying yourself. Your hands are dead. Is there any room for Jesus in your house? God will say, I will come to those who does not serve other gods. Jesus could see that this man did not serve other gods. He believed totally in him. God will say, I will come, because he discovered that this man did not conform to the world. Many people have conformed. They are not transformed. God will say, I will come to those who do not slander with their mouth. God will say, I will come to those who are not murderers. People can kill with their mouth. When they run you down before somebody, in fact, the person they are running you down before may not even want to see you at all. He may not even want to listen to anything from you. Because they have finished you before him. He may not even want to see you. And you call yourself a Christian. Is there any room for Jesus in your life? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I read it from verse 1. Say furthermore. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye will abound more and more. For ye know what commandment we gave you by the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from what? Fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of consequence, even
as the Gentiles who does not know God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any way. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. And we have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto what? Uncleanliness, but unto holiness. Is there any room for Jesus? Is there any room for Jesus in your business? Are you sure your business is ordained by God, is established by the power of God? Everything going there is by God. Is there any room for Jesus in your family? Is there any room for Jesus in your life? Listen to me this morning. Jesus is on his way to Mount Olive to go and spend the night. He wanted to stop in your house and dwell with you. He wanted to enter into your heart and dwell with you. The question now is that, is your heart right? Is there anywhere Jesus can enter and feel comfortable? Or you are somebody that God will tell, foxes have holes, birds have nets. The Son of Man knows where he's going. Or you are somebody that God will say, follow me. Or you are somebody that God will say, I will come. It's left to you. Rise up on your feet. Take my heart, O Lord. Make it ever new. Take my heart, O Lord. May I be like you. Can somebody sing it very well? Take my heart, O Lord. Make it ever new. Take my heart, O Lord. May I be like you.